This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 29th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Thank you. The next matter is, let's see if I can pull it up here. It's a draft advisory opinion, 2015-10, 21st Century Fox. And we have Joanna Waldstreicher and Robert Knopp here, and also Requesters Council. And thank you both for your patience as well, Ki Hong and Charles Ricciadelli. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is there a presentation, Ms. Waldstreicher?
Thank you, Chair Evel. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Agenda document 1558A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by 21st Century Fox. 21st Century Fox owns and operates a number of regional sports networks that televise sporting events within certain states and regions via cable and satellite networks.
Sorry.
Customers outside of a given network's region can subscribe to that network by purchasing a supplemental package through their cable or satellite provider. 21st Century Fox intends to sell advertising time during regional sports network productions for campaign-related communications, some of which would refer to presidential primary candidates. The request asks whether, in calculating how many persons can receive a communication referring to a presidential primary candidate for purposes of determining whether the communication is an electioneering communication, the only persons outside of a regional sports network's local market that must be counted are those that have access to the network on which the communication is televised. The draft concludes that in those circumstances, the only persons outside the network's local market that must be counted are those that do have access to the network on which the communication is televised. We received two comments on the request and no comments on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions for Ms. Waldstreicher? Commissioner Weintraub.
I'm not sure if council knows or if the requester's council knows, but when we calculate who can, whether 50,000 or more persons can receive the communication, how do we deal with commercial establishments like bars? I mean, these are sporting events that we're talking about broadcasting, so I would imagine that there's some people going to watch it at their local sports bar. That would be more than a typical family. Does the FCC look at things like that?
Well, the first, there's no precedent on that, Commissioner, but I don't think you do track those because it's not in the rule. When the rule talks about calculating how many have access to it, it only talks about family. So we go with that standard.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This draft got out probably a little later than we would have liked. Hey, first of all, I just want to give you an opportunity. Do you have any, have you had an adequate chance to review this draft? And were there any questions or concerns that any of the reasoning or the language gave rise to when you were reviewing it?
We have reviewed the draft and we have no issues with it. So.
And if I could just ask point of clarification, I guess both to counsel and to just to make sure that we're all understanding. Make sure it's clear. On page 2, starting on line 14, the short answer to the question, where we say, in calculating how many persons can receive a communication referring to a presidential candidate for the purposes of determining whether it is an electioneering communication, the only persons outside an RSN's local regional sports network, for those who haven't read the request yet. Outside of a regional sports network's local market that must be counted are those that have access to the network on which the communication is televised. I just wanted to make sure that it's clear that when we talk about those who are on outside the network, those are counting towards whatever market that they reside, not towards the end market, so that you don't have a ludicrous result that, I don't know, mass, and let's say that that's reachable in California, and you just happen to have, and let's say that there were 40,000 households that could be reached in Maryland, and there were 10,000 in California. Those 10,000 don't count towards Maryland's baseline, and the language was a little bit, it could be interpreted a little bit confusingly along those lines, but I just wanted to make sure that that was the understanding from general counsel. I see Mr. Knopp nodding vigorously, and I believe counsel understood it the same
yes,
way.
Yes, that was
so
our understanding.
I just wanted to have it on the record that that's the understanding, so that should anyone raise questions about that in the future, that's what we're talking about when we answer with the language that we have here. So that's the only thing I'd add.
Any other comments, questions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. Just as a follow-up to my question, your request talks about productions that are also available to individuals outside of those areas. So I'm reading this as a request about individuals, and I guess we can put off the question about what about sports bars for another day. And I'm prepared to support the draft on that basis.
Okay. Is there a Commissioner Walther?
With respect to advisory opinion request 2015-10, 21 Century Fox, I move approval of agenda document number 15-58-A, draft A, and authorize OGC to make any necessary technical and conforming edits.
All right. Comments, questions? If not, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Those voting no? One. All right, Madam Secretary, that motion passes by a vote of 5-1. Commissioner Walther, myself, Vice Chair Peterson, Commissioner Hunter, and Commissioner Goodman voting yes. And, you didn't vote?
Oh, I voted yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I didn't hear you. Speak up. No, I'm just joking. That passes unanimously. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Okay.